This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is the opening weekend of Snowden. It's a Hollywood version of the Edward Snowden story, more of a picture about the man himself, as we were told by Darrell W. Perry, who called in with a nice little review of the film in the last hour. You're certainly welcome to comment on Edward Snowden. Is he a hero? Or is he a traitor? Share your thoughts. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
Also, there's news about a human rights group that is launching a campaign calling for Snowden's pardon, which we'll tell you about when we get the chance. But we're going right back into your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Will. He's calling from Delaware, listening to WILM. Hey, Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, so, you know, for Snowden, if there's ever been a thing called justifiable treason, this would probably be it.
That's certainly one way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, I know, and it's a terrible situation. The guy's treasonous, 100%, like open and shut. But on the flip side, when you find that, you know, the NSA is, you know, building these giant data warehouses and listening to everything and violating the Constitution at every single turn, that's something that America deserves to know.
Absolutely. This man deserves a medal. He should be awarded rather than prosecuted.
And really, when you think about it, is treason really always or a bad thing?
Not in this case.
I don't really see the problem with the idea of going against the state.
Well, the state is going against freedom, so anybody that works towards freedom is a friend of mine, and Edward Snowden has done some good work here.
Friend of yours, but a traitor.
And that's what happens when you look at it that way, when there's just, you know, unmitigated gross misconduct from the government. Yes, you broke the law, but the law isn't there to protect the government from breaking the law. So, you know, it is murky water. It's a gray area, but I definitely think that, you know, if anybody deserves a presidential pardon other than, you know, the drug dealer, the murderer, the Obama's pardoning, it's probably Snowden.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just looking up the definition of treason, it doesn't necessarily have to do with disloyalty to the country. I mean, although that is one of the main definitions of it, it can also just be, you know, betrayal of someone or something. And there's definitely,
yeah.
I mean, the government, the U.S. federal government and all the state governments are treasonous upon their own constitutions. I mean, every single one of the 10 Bill of Rights in the United States has been violated. So they've been treasonous among themselves. Why should we care about this little thing that Edward Snowden did?
Right. And to think, too, you know, there are a certain amount of people who are kind of anti-government, on the right types who they kind of call it the Patriot Movement,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the Liberty Movement, which they would probably still be considered traitors and be on some kind of watch list, possibly. But for whatever reason, they still have this belief in the idea of America. Whatever that means to them, I don't entirely know. Maybe they think there needs to be a revolution and then a new government come in.
Yeah, see, that's where I think they go wrong, is I don't think we need to have a new government. I don't think we need to start this over, try to save Washington, D.C., and save the Union. I think it's time to just end the experiment and break it up. Break it up into as many smaller governments as we can possibly have. Will, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think breaking it up is the right move, but you can solve everything with term limits and eliminating career politicians, which would then eliminate corruption. Because people would go back to doing it for actual service, to serve their community and serve their country instead of serving their pockets.
It'd certainly help. And then getting rid of lobbying would be really helpful, too.
Well, it's a nice fantasy to believe that term limits are going to somehow end corruption in Washington, D.C. I mean, I agree with you, Cody, that it might help a little bit. But still, you're still going to see people going in there. They're going to try to, you know, rape as much of the system as they possibly can in as short a time as they have, to whatever the term limit is. And they're still going to get, you know, they're still going to get favors from people in industry. They're still going to be doing favors for those people in industry. Government will always be, you know, as long as there's power over other human beings, it'll always be wielded in the favor of the friends of those who are the powerful and against the enemies of those of who are powerful. So, yes, it's true that if they can stay there for decades, then that does ensconce them and make them certainly, you know, aggregates even more power to them, but you know, corruption isn't going to end just because term limits come into play. And of course, if indeed term limits are a decorrupting influence, then there's no chance they'll ever pass. So
yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. So why would they pass legislation that would make their lives harder?
Exactly right. The Republicans and Democrats definitely agree on some things, and one of the things they agree on is keeping things, keeping the rules just the way they are, because that's the way they like them. Hey, Will, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Sally on the line listening in Washington, KBKW, Grays Harbor. Hey, Sally.
Hi. I can't wait to see the movie. I'm going tomorrow, Snowden.
Excellent.
And I think that he had every right. What he did was he realized that our government was breaking the Fourth Amendment. Isn't that the seizure and search of your papers?
The right to be free from that without a warrant. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, and they're wiretapping. They're listening to our private conversations. I'm not talking about they're putting common citizens on terrorist watch lists. You know, they're shutting down honest dissent, reading our personal emails, spying on us, massive collection. I don't want my medical records. I don't think they have any right to know, you know, what's between me and my doctor. I just, Snowden's a hero in my eyes.
Sally, I'm gonna play devil's advocate with you here, just to see what you say about it. Some people would say that, you know, hey, if you don't have anything to hide, then why do you care if they're going through all your emails and all your personal information?
Because in this day and age, especially in politics, they use information to take you down. The more information they get on you, the more ways they take you down. It's like fighting without fists. They have no right to know all this information about me.
Yep, I totally agree with you. And further, the thing is, a lot of people don't know what they have to hide. You know, even if they think they are completely so-called law-abiding citizen, this mythological creature of the law-abiding citizen, even if people actually believe that about themselves, what they probably don't know is they're probably breaking laws they don't even realize they're breaking. And you give them access to all that data and information about you, it won't be hard for them to find something if that's what they're indeed looking to accomplish.
To take you down. They know through gathering all this data on the U.S. citizens, which they have no right to do according to the Constitution, they can, if they don't like you, they can bring out, they can affect you. I mean, hey, they can keep you from getting medicine you need. Didn't they up some medicine that people that have allergies to like $600 or something?
I think it was the most recent story was the EpiPen injector, I believe, due to patenting, was the price was raised on that, and they've got, you know, basically a sort of government-granted monopoly, essentially, and so they can raise their price without any kind of real market consequences. Thanks, Sally, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Les, listening in South Carolina to WRNN. Hello, Les. You're on with Ian and Cody.
Hey, guys. I want to look at it from a little bit of a different angle. We have these whistleblower laws so that if someone betrays or is treasonous to their company because they're doing something illegal, if it's wrong or hurting somebody, and we afford them all these protections, why don't we look at Snowden as just a whistleblower?
Well, I totally agree. Unfortunately, the government believes that he is some sort of a criminal. And they want to prosecute him and probably put him away in prison for a very long time, even though he's done all of us a great service and at great personal cost to him. You know, he had to leave a very beautiful wife or girlfriend back in a beautiful home in Hawaii to go into hiding.
He had a maid.
Yeah, to go into, right. He was making $200,000 a year as a contractor, and he gave it all up and put his own freedom on the line for us. And gosh, I sure do appreciate it. Les, thanks for your call here tonight. Yep. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk. Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you wanted to start your own blog or website but have just been, I don't know, flummoxed by how complicated it can be, well, HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 30% off their regular prices. Plus, they make it easy to start up your own website or blog. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, plus a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator's got 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages, which is one of the biggest pains in the hosting world. So get that special offer of 30% off just for Free Talk Live listeners by visiting HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go and continue with your calls and thoughts, Ian and Cody in the studio tonight. We've got Marty on the line in Madison listening to WXXM. Hey, Marty.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Don't usually tune in on 92.1 FM here in Madison this time of night, but I was in the car. Like to make a small correction, at least as far as Wisconsin is concerned. I'm a retired public employee. And you made a very general cavalier statement that public employees could retire, collect a pension, and go back to work and be paid while collecting their pension. I don't know about your state, but that cannot happen by law in Wisconsin. Yes. Wisconsin has the most sound pension plan in the nation. Everybody is always 100% paid. Very firm, very solid plan. You can never receive less than the amount that you retired at. But if there is...
So you get 100% in Wisconsin?
No, we don't get 100% of our pay. Whatever your pension payment is the day you retire, that is guaranteed as long as you live. If there are increases because the stock market goes up, because our pension plan is all investment, if the stock market goes up, we can experience increases each year if the stock market goes up, but we can also experience decreases in payouts. During 2008, a lot of people took a big hit, but nobody ever went below what they originally retired at. That's not my point.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that one? Hold on. Maybe I'm misunderstanding you. You're saying the amount of money they're getting paid, the last paycheck they ever get, that's what they continue to receive. That's 100%, isn't it?
No.
What am I missing?
Let's say I made $60,000 a year when I retired, which is pretty close. My retirement payout is less than half of that. Okay,
oh.
My pension is less than half of my take-home pay from when I was working. Okay? And I don't receive any health insurance benefits, but I needed to retire for family medical reasons, which I'm not going to get into. But my point is that under Wisconsin law, if I go back to work for any branch of government, any civil employment that is covered by the Wisconsin retirement pension plan, my pension is held. There will get no more payouts when I go back to work.
Interesting.
Now I will continue to increase my future pension payouts due to time of service, but they will be minimal. Very few people in Wisconsin opt to go back to work unless they go, maybe they'll run for office, but then again, if they run for office and are elected, their pension stops.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Thanks for clarifying that for us, because it would be interesting to find out how many states have the double dipping option that I was talking about.
And thank you for taking my call and letting me clear that up, because the way you just threw it out there was kind of a cavalier, everybody's double dipping. That is not the case.
Well, no, I didn't say everybody's double dipping, but I think I did, qualify the statements I was making, like, I don't know what the rules are in every state. Okay. But nonetheless, I appreciate you calling with that clarification.
And this is, if I have a few more minutes.
You might. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Governor Walker made huge blows to public employees by what he promoted as us paying our fair share of health insurance. But what the unions and the Democrats didn't communicate very well was back in the 70s and 80s when inflation was at, 12-15%, wages could not possibly keep up. So during contract negotiations, state employees took little or no wage increases, but had, in lieu of pay, had our health insurance covered. So we gave up years worth of wages that we could have been saving to pay for health insurance in the future. So in reality, what the governor did was take our wages away. We actually have reduced wages. Now he portrayed it as this fair, that it's only fair that public employees pay part of their health insurance. But in the reality is we were already paying for our health insurance by taking reduced wages during high inflation days.
And the fact is that government, is a sweet organization to work for in a lot of ways because you get all kinds of bennies and government agents get paid frequently a lot more than their counterparts in the private industry.
I'm an electrician. That's not completely true. I was an electrician.
It may not be completely true, but it's generally true.
In a lot of cases.
At least in Wisconsin, professional people in Wisconsin, I was an electrician for the city, and I made far less hourly wage than guys going out and working in the public sector. Yes, I worked full year. I didn't have to take time off, get laid off in winters when things construction season were just slow. My benefits, my bennies were somewhat better, but not outrageously better. We did have 100% health insurance coverage, which I understand, it's got very expensive over the last 10 years.
I think everybody should pay their own insurance outside of whatever job or career it is that they have. And I'm not even a fan of health insurance in general.
If that's negotiated a contract so that we pay our own insurance and we can select the level that we want, I have no objection to that.
Good to know. However, Marty, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's bring Terrence on in Florida, listening online via TuneIn. Hey, Terrence.
Hey. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to get back to the Edward Snowden, and he was talking about treason.
Sure.
And just for a comparison of what Edward Snowden did and how people are taken into court, he exposed criminal acts, I suppose you could say, but no one got arrested. And then you got the people that are protesting the pipeline in North or South Dakota, I forget where, and they're protesting, but the security guard sticks the dogs on the people, but none of the security gets arrested.
Hold that thought, Terrence. If you got more, we'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. Join us toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
Cody.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. The site's free. A lot of those other talk show hosts in the business, they charge you for their websites. Ours has probably more features than they do that we give you for nothing than they might even be charging you for. So go and try it out at freetalklive.com. But if you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, then there are ways to do that. And one of them is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the price. Actually, more than a percentage. It's like 7%. It's pretty nice. So you're getting the same deals you're used to. The prices are not higher because you're going through our link. It's just an affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Normally, Amazon would keep it all for themselves, but instead they cut a portion over to us. So we appreciate it when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We still have Terrence on the line in Florida. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out regarding Edward Snowden whistleblowing. Please, go for it.
Well, thank you. And basically, my subject was treason. And what is it? Because the criminal acts of, say, the private security against the protesters, no one gets punished. So you got to wonder.
You're talking about North Dakota. You're talking about the pipeline protests.
Correct. Right. Why doesn't security get rid of it? It doesn't make any sense. Assault and battery. But so if you get to treason and it's against the state, well, if the state is the people and not the government isn't the state. It's supposed to be the people are the state. The people make up the state.
Yeah, but we all know that's not true. I mean, I know that what you're saying, but the reality is it's an us and them thing, and we're not
so,
them.
Well, but if how it should be was the way it is carried out, then the only act of treason would be a government employee against the people, say like the IRS. They're committing acts of treason because they're attacking
right.
the people.
So which is what the government does every day. That's what the government does best, is attacks its own people, the people it supposedly exists to serve. And the reality is, of course, they're using our money and obedience to serve themselves.
Well,
how about just treason against humanity, you know, humankind?
That's what governments are.
So you know, we can flip it around. They want to call Snowden a traitor. They want to call me or you a traitor. Sure. Well, I disagree. Because the behavior that I'm seeing from your end, pretty treasonous towards the way people are supposed to treat other people.
Absolutely. It's very antisocial. Go ahead, Terrence.
Yes, it's very much assault and battery, but I guess they want to make it a colorful and call it treason. But if I would like to tell you a thing that happened to me yesterday at
okay.
work. It's real short, if I could.
Yeah, sure.
I deliver freight, and I'm delivering
you.
On a two-lane road out in the country. Pretty much country, houses are farther apart,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in a tractor trailer. So I pull off, I'm on the wrong side of the road, but I'm off the road because I'm a big truck. Anyway, got my blinkers on, and I'm delivering a pallet to a home. And I'm almost done, and the sheriff pulls up behind me.
Oh,
now,
boy.
I was off to the side of the road where the car's coming towards me, could see around, and they can figure out among themselves who can go and who can't go. They're people. The sheriff pulls in behind me, and his rear end is sticking in the other lane. So now
nice.
He's blocked all the traffic. He got his lights on, and he walked up to me and says, "You're not allowed to park on a public road." And I said, "Well, I'm making a delivery. I'm not
yep.
parked." And he came back with, "You're not allowed to park on a public road."
Where the hell are you supposed to park? You're in an 18-wheeler.
No, I asked him, I said, "So how would you suggest I make this delivery?" And he said, "Well, you back up in their driveway." And
you
I looked to the front of the
me.
Truck, and I looked to the back of the truck at him, and I said, "You really think I'm going to put this truck and trailer in that driveway?" He said, "You're not allowed to park on a public street." And I'm thinking, this. If he was a good sheriff, he could have pulled up behind me the same way I was, not blocking any traffic, and turned on his blinkers or something, and directed traffic.
Right.
And helped me finish my job.
And you'd have been gone in like...
safe and happy.
Right, you'd have been gone in 5 minutes if he'd done that, or whatever. However long it took.
Instead of, that's what I'm getting, instead of serving, protecting, and defending, or helping me out, he wants to tell me I can't, and I didn't get to the conversation, which I wanted to ask him was, so when the UPS man arrives at your house, do you arrest him?
Yeah, threaten the UPS
because,
guy every time he shows
because
up.
This is what the guy's telling me. He's telling me, my boss says do this. He's telling me I can't do this. I'm stuck in the middle. Who am I?
What did you do?
It's just amazing. What do I do? He didn't write a ticket, but he did give me his card. I said, "I need your name so I can tell my boss who told me this." And he said, "I'll give you my card." But it's just amazing the mindset of these people.
So he just came out. He came out. He threatened you. Ultimately, you just kept doing your job, and he thankfully did not ticket you for it?
Yes.
Wow. But he just wanted to throw his weight around.
Sounded like it.
He just wanted to, and I told him, I said, how do you deliver freight without occasionally stopping on a public road? This is, you're asking me to do, you're telling me
right.
I have to shut down the operation here, you know?
Right. Yep. These people who wanted to, you know, it sounds like you're delivering probably some home improvement stuff or whatever. These people who are trying to make their home better. Sorry, you live on a public road, so therefore you can never receive any kind of major construction deliveries. You just can't ever change anything about your home because the sheriff says so, even though they've been paying taxes.
think about it. The customer is probably buying a lawnmower because the city came out and said, if you don't mow your lawn, we're going to fine you. And then the guy that brings in the lawnmower gets arrested because he's not allowed to park on a public road.
Great call, Terrence. Thanks, and thanks for your service, by the way, driving around out there making making America work. So thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, dude. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ridiculous.
A little bit.
I mean, who can defend that kind of bureaucratic behavior? I'm sorry, you can't deliver this product to these people who ordered it. Well, how am I supposed to get the product to them? Well,
can't park on a public road.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, look, I don't know how long the driveway was, but it sounded like he was saying that driveway wasn't long enough to fit that truck up. And then, you know, still, you're going to have to stop traffic in order to maneuver a truck like that into someone's, even if it was long enough to hold his whole tractor trailer. You know, it would be a huge pain. Have you ever seen one of these things try to do a three-point turn? I mean, it's not an easy thing to manipulate. These guys are professionals, no
doubt. It's a process.
Right, right. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of points involved in turning one of these tractor trailers into, you know, an area where there's not a whole lot of room to move around. I mean, here in New Hampshire, in the wintertime, when it's snowing, they have these plow trucks that go around, and on the sides of the roads, they have to have sort of these cutouts. So, like, where we live out here in Keene, which is the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's not really anything out here. We're in the, you know, the little city that's sort of in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, and there's all two-lane roads that come out here, meaning one lane on one side, the other lane on the other, and that's it. Yeah. So there's not a lot of room for someone in a big truck to make any kind of turns there. There would be no way to maneuver a tractor trailer into someone's driveway or something like that. In order to have the snow plows turn around, they actually have to have cutouts on the side of the road. So like there's these big like sort of half circles that have been cut out from the grass, and they've got, you know, pavement sometimes or just rocks or whatever, and that gives those snow plows areas, you know, every so many miles or whatever where they can turn around, and, you know, in the wintertime. And, you know, you've got to have special areas for that kind of thing. You just can't just, you know, turn these big old trucks around. And those trucks aren't even the size of a tractor trailer. You're talking about a near impossibility. So if he wanted to turn into that driveway, it would likely take him, you know, almost as much time to accomplish that as it would for him to just park, get the, you know, get whatever device is that he needs to move that pallet, the pallet jack, and then get it into their driveway. It's ridiculous. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, the ACLU, as well as some other organizations, looking to try to lobby for the pardoning of Edward Snowden. We'll tell you about that coming up as well.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Live Saturday edition as we continue. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss, although we have talked off and on tonight about Snowden. Coming up, we'll tell you about PardonSnowden.org. Brand new, I guess, thing that the ACLU is up to, as well as some other organizations looking to get Edward Snowden pardoned. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first, though, because you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And let's bring on the person's name appears to be Arm. I can't imagine that's the actual name of this person. Is your name Arm?
Yes, it is.
That's an unusual name. All right, welcome, Arm. Is it short for something?
Well, my father was Italian. He wanted to call me Armando. My mother was Irish. She said, I have no damn off name on my family. So they shortened it.
Arm. All right, welcome, true Arm. You're right here.
Yes, well, I was listening to the last quarter caller talking about the truck and the sheriff. And I've had a lot of experience in this. I used to be a systems analyst for insurance companies, so I know a little bit about motor vehicle codes and stuff, and which are there to protect the insurance profits. But the short, long and short of it is that states like New Jersey and the original 13 colonies, like Pennsylvania and all, have what they call dual jurisdictions, which is at law and in equity. Sheriff does not have jurisdiction in equity, which is what motor vehicle codes are for, specific performance. Might be a little bit much for most people to digest. But
yeah, that was a little hard for me to digest. So can you run that by me one more time?
Sure. Well, what you have is you have dual jurisdiction. One is at law, which means if somebody is injured, like if you hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Equity is where you have a contract. You say you can't look like you're going to hit somebody. Nobody's injured, but you might look like it. So that's what the motor vehicle code is. It's an equity. Now, the sheriff's jurisdiction is only at law, and the police jurisdiction is only in equity. So anything that you have to sign your name to puts you into a contract which is in equity. And in the case of this officer, the sheriff, basically you see sheriff's department gone out and issuing radar tickets and traffic tickets, and they do not have the jurisdiction, and there's tickets fail on that. And I've won a lot of cases for myself and friends just on that point alone.
Wow, I love the I love the legal theories. I mean, I always am fascinated by them. A lot of times, people will call with these legal kind of conspiracy theories. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but a lot of times they will, and they'll never be able to really prove their claim. I always, you know, invite those folks. Hey, get a video camera, bring it into court, show how you can defeat this stuff. Because now we've got, you know, the unprecedented availability of the internet. This information is so easy to share. Useful information with people. If you've actually got a tactic or a technique that actually works to defeat charges in court, you know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to show people how that works.
I record it.
Excellent. Because I know in some states, you can't. They won't allow cameras into the courtrooms.
That's also false, because being a moving party, I'm allowed to make cause their record to be, and do not have to ask for permission, even though they'll try to bluff you on that.
I tend to agree with you there, but all I can go with is what people say to me. I mean, I've not been in all 50 states, so I can't say for sure what all the rules are there, but I've always been able to get a camera into a courtroom. It's just, some states try to make it harder than others is my understanding. So some of them will make it seem like it's impossible, and so people will just give up. So you've been recording things on audio or video?
Audio mostly, because when I was doing this stuff a lot, video stuff was too expensive.
Right, and so now we're in a place where a video camera is so affordable. I mean, a couple $100 and you can get a decent operating camcorder, get a tripod for probably less than $50, and you know, you've got yourself your own recording operation. So I hope that we get to see more of these folks with these unique legal theories going and actually putting them into play, so we can actually see what tactics work to defeat these guys. Arm, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Met some of these folks today. Actually, you and I, Cody, and some of the other activists were in Keene, New Hampshire. We were in downtown Keene this morning for what was ended up being a high noon beer pong tournament that happened. And the idea was to protest the open container ordinance here in Keene. And there was this guy that came along. One of the activists had brought this beer, what do they call it, a beer bong, I think is what it's called.
I think so, yeah.
It's like a funnel.
A long
and a tube,
yeah.
And so they were doing shots, if you call them that, out of the beer bong. And some random dude comes up. He's willing to take one, so he does. And then later he showed up at the house here at the LRN.FM studio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, with his friends who were there kind of watching the beer pong tournament today. And apparently he's like one of these sovereign court guys who, does a lot of court activism where he tries these different kind of sovereign tactics, if you will, for lack of a better term, these courtroom theories, these magic words that are supposed to set you free from the state. He claims he's had some victories. Now, he also admitted that he's gone to jail as well. So, if you're going to take on the state like this in an unusual manner, there's a chance that it's just going to fall flat on its face and you're going to end up behind bars. So you have to accept that risk going into it. But again, I said to these guys, hey, do you have any recordings of this? And they said, no, we can't get cameras in the courthouse in New York. I said, well, you really ought to come to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You come to Keene, New Hampshire, I'll come in there and I'll record video of anybody's got some unique thing they want to try in court. And we'll see what works. Because a lot of it, I think, is total BS. A lot of it, I think, is just conspiracy theory. And as I pointed out to the guys today on the porch here, is some of these conspiracy theorists, these courtroom conspiracy guys, the sovereigns, they have really well-researched opinions. Like, they've actually gone in, they've looked at the court rules, they've looked at the ordinances, they've looked at the statutes, and they seem to have really kind of figured out some sort of secrets or whatever.
Yeah, the magic words, all that stuff.
Right. But the problem is, like, even though they can show you and cite to you the portions of the code that sort of justify their viewpoint, the thing is, the number one rule of court, at least here in New Hampshire, and I suspect this is the same everywhere, because there's a lot of states that sort of just have boilerplate. It's the same rules they copy from one to the next.
Yeah.
One of the number one rule is that the rules of the court can be waived at any time by the judge in the interest of justice. So
what does that mean?
The number one rule is the rules can be waived.
Wow.
So the number one rule is that there are no rules. If the judge decides that the rules should not apply, the judge can waive the rules. That's the all you need to know. You don't need to read the rest of the rules because it won't matter. If you try to challenge them on one of those, the judge can just ignore that if he wants to. So you can have them, by your opinion, dead to rights. Oh, well, I've got them by this rule. Oh, well, I'm just going to waive that rule, says the judge.
Yeah, so they really spent a lot of wasted time researching all of this stuff, and really, at the end of the day, it doesn't do anything.
Some of them claim that it does, though, and that's why I want to see the video. That's why I want to see the evidence.
Yeah, I'd love to see the proof.
Because if it works once, and it works twice, well, then it should be able to be duplicated. It should be able to work everywhere, but that's the thing. It won't. Even if you can have it work in one courtroom in front of one judge, a different judge may, you know, treat you completely differently. A different judge may hit you with contempt of court, whereas the other judge threw the case out. I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen, which is why, again, the more footage that we can have, the more, I think, enlightened people will become. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. David, you're in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hey, David.
Hey, just wanted to make a quick comment to the trucker that was talking to the sheriff about the parking deal.
Yeah, go for it.
The official definition of parking is the stopping or standing of a vehicle, whether occupied or not. That's fine, but there's an important point that the trucker needs to remember for any future incidents like this that he can tell the cop. And obviously that's why the sheriff didn't write the ticket, because he was just hassling the guy. Because the definition of parking is, it is the standing of a vehicle otherwise than temporarily for the purpose while actually engaged in loading or unloading of merchandise or passengers. So you can stop in a no parking zone, unload your passengers, unload your merchandise, whatever you're doing, or load it up, and you're not violating the law because you're not parking. You're there to do work. You're unloading and unloading.
And that's an interesting point.
My neighbor had a similar situation. He was taking his handicapped aunt back to her apartment. She was stopped in a no parking zone and taking her out of her car and helping her into the building. And the cop came up and wrote him a ticket for parking, or for standing in a no parking zone.
Wow.
He took it to court. He wasn't even finished explaining to the judge what happened, and the judge stopped him right then and just threw it out.
Case dismissed. Nice job.
Dismissed.
David, thanks for sharing that tonight. Very important point. I appreciate you taking the time to call with it. And you can join us here as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, denied access to the debates. We can talk about that, plus more about Edward Snowden. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Hour number three is on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paidman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.